Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Nothing will stir an argument among sports fans faster than this question. Who is the best to ever play the game? If you're arguing about baseball, someone will insist it was Babe Ruth. Somebody else will contend that Ty Cobb was without peer. Don't forget home run king Hank Aaron. Among pitchers, how about Bob Feller, Walter Johnson, Nolan Ryan, or Sandy Koufax? I'm deliberately leaving a few names out here just to stir the pot and maybe get you riled up. Nothing gets the juices flowing like a heated conversation about the GOAT, the greatest of all time. But one name I could never leave out is the legendary Willie Mays, who was a giant in more ways than one. Willie, whose death 2 weeks ago at age 93 reignites this discussion, played 21 years of his 23-year Major League career for the Giants, first in New York and then in San Francisco. To watch him play on television was one thing, but to see him perform in person, which I got to do late in his career, was to see a master up close and in real time. Although for Willie, work seemed like play. He excelled in every phase of the game. He could hit home runs. He could steal bases. He could defend. He could do it all with style and flair and seemingly not even break into a sweat. Keep in mind that I'm a lifelong Cleveland Indians / Guardians fan, so of course my most vivid memory of Willie Mays is from the 1954 World Series, when he chased down a long fly ball off the bat of Vic Wertz at the old Polo Grounds in New York. A home run in any other ballpark, it was just a long out in a stadium where the center field fence might as well have been in another zip code. It was a display of Mays' brilliance, and it broke my young 10-year-old heart. But it's a far different memory of Willie Mays I want to share with you today. Many years ago, my alma mater, Bowling Green State University, invited Willie to come to town as the commencement speaker for spring graduation. I don't recall the exact year, but I'm guessing it was in the 1990s. The university's president at the time, the late Paul Olskamp, was aware of my love for baseball, so he was kind enough to invite me to a luncheon in Willie's honor. Even better, my assigned seat was right next to Willie. At one point, President Olskamp, as awestruck as I was, leaned over to Willie and asked for an autograph. Willie pulled out a magic marker and signed his name on the trousers he was wearing. Now, why would Willie sign his name to his own pants? Well, they weren't his. They were President Olskamp's pants. Willie had come to Bowling Green without a suit, so Dr. Olskamp lent him one for the occasion. At the end of the day, when the president got his suit back, he had a true one-of-a-kind piece of memorabilia, a pair of pants signed by the Say Hey Kid himself. I don't remember much of what Willie told the graduates that day. I also don't recall what President Olskamp ultimately did with his autographed suit, although I think he donated it to an auction benefiting the university. For me, it was a magical experience, although the pain of the 1954 World Series endures to this day. Rest in peace, Willie.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at WGTE.org/life.